Vladimir Putin is imposing martial law in the four regions that Moscow recently annexed from Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Putin didn't immediately spell out the measures that will be taken under the martial law, but the Russian legislation envisages it may involve restrictions on travel and public gatherings and tighter censorship, as well as giving broader powers to law enforcement agencies. Putin, too, has granted emergency powers to the heads of other Russian regions. The moves are the latest sign fighting in Ukraine isn't going Putin's way. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
As the midterm elections approach in the United States, U.S. President Joe Biden is set to take another step in a bid to lower energy prices. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Officials say the president will announce the release of another 15 million barrels of oil from the nation's strategic reserve, completing the drawdown of some 180 million barrels he authorized in March, with more possible in the winter. High gas prices remain a political problem for the president and Democrats heading into the elections, while spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the president's actions so far have lowered prices.
The average retail price is down by 5 cents over the last week.
AAA says it's up from a month ago, now at $3.87 a gallon. The recent increase has stalled momentum the president and Democrats had seen before next month's elections. Oil production remains roughly a million barrels a day shy of pre-pandemic levels. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on these stories or any of the news of the day, visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. This is VOA News. North Korea fired artillery shells near its sea boundaries with South Korea late Tuesday, a day after the South began annual military drills to better deal with North Korean provocations. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement early Wednesday that North Korea fired about 100 shells off its west coast and 150 rounds off its east coast. It said the South Korean military broadcast messages several times asking North Korea to stop the firing. There were no reports of violence between the rivals. The U.S. government is considering a plan to jointly produce weapons with Taiwan, a business lobby said Wednesday, an initiative intended to speed up arms transfers to bolster Taipei's deterrence against China. U.S. presidents have approved more than $20 billion in weapon sales to Taiwan since 2017, as China has ramped up military pressure on the democratically self-governed island, Beijing claims, as its own territory. Mali's foreign minister is accusing former colonial power France of duplicitous acts of aggression and espionage aimed at destabilizing the troubled West African country. The allegations were immediately dismissed by France's UN ambassador as mendacious and defamatory. Many Americans remain pessimistic about the state of the U.S. democracy and the way elected officials are chosen, nearly 2 years after a divisive presidential election spurred false claims of widespread fraud and a violent attack on the U.S. Capitol. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Only about half of Americans have high confidence that votes in the upcoming midterm elections will be counted accurately, according to a new poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Though that's an improvement from about 4 in 10 saying that just before the 2020 presidential election. Just 9% of U.S. adults think democracy is working extremely or very well, while 52% say it's not working well. In a reversal from 2 years ago, Republicans are now more likely than Democrats to say democracy is not working well. This year, 68% of Republicans feel this way compared with 32% 2 years ago. The share of Democrats with a sour outlook on how democracy is functioning in the U.S. dropped from 63% to 40%. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
And recapping our top story, Russian President Vladimir Putin is imposing martial law in the four regions that Moscow recently annexed from Ukraine. Putin did not immediately spell out the measures that will be taken under the martial law, but the Russian legislation envisaged it may involve restrictions on travel and public gatherings. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Music now. VOA 1.